Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. In the studio, Sandy Williams, and on the line, Dr. Craig. So, Dr. Craig, what is happening? What is the lay of the land right now with citizen action?
Well, we have a whole lot of different fronts going on here, obviously. So we have the redistricting decision that came out from the state Supreme Court last night probably guarantees Republican minority control in many cases, depending on election results of the state legislature for the next decade. But the maps are not as bad as they would have been with the Republican maps. Governor Evers sort of decided to try to meet the Supreme Court standard and to cut the losses, which we could talk about more, Earl, but that's a huge thing going on. We just introduced with our close allies, Representative Christina Shelton and Senator Chris Larson and other allies, the most sweeping health care reform bill to be introduced in the legislature in over a decade that would both dramatically increase coverage and also reduce cost and make it more affordable for people.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because with all the other things going on, the healthcare issue is still, you know, one of those things at the forefront that people continue to struggle with.
Absolutely. It always tests in Wisconsin as one of the top two or three political issues in terms of what people are most concerned about. And it's often the top voting issue, and our kind of push and pull with our friends on the more moderate side of the Democratic Party is to get them to realize that and offer real solutions. And so in a way, we with our progressive allies in the legislature are offering that so that candidates can run on it, individual legislators can support it, can become co-sponsors, and then can run on it. And the governor has made some progress here. He did part of what this bill is, and obviously some of this bill is new, so he hasn't had an opportunity, but his budget did have part of what we had, what we put in here, because we had an earlier bill and he promised to do it during the election in 2018 and has begun to follow through on it. But what this does, Earl, it would be good if I just briefly outlined it without getting too healthcare policy wonky. For people who buy insurance on their own, that's the Affordable Care Act marketplace. They don't have good insurance at work, or they're not on Medicare, or they're not poor enough to be on Badger Care, for example, and they're not veterans, right? Right now, you have a choice of different private insurance plans, and there are subsidies to help make them affordable based on income, and those have been approved by the American Rescue Plan, but that's temporary. What we do is we provide another option, a public option, called the Badger Care public option, where you can buy into Badger Care instead. And that will likely be cheaper overall in terms of out-of-pocket costs, depending on what city you live in, and it'll change every year based on inflation rates, because private insurance is always going way, way up in terms of co-pays, deductibles, premiums. In addition, you don't have to deal with the claim denials or all the stuff of haggling with for-profit insurance company. But it's a public option, so those who like their current plan can keep it, which is, of course, very popular. People want to control their own healthcare decisions. So that is the first step. The second thing this does is it provides the same benefit, an ability to bind to Badger Care for small businesses and small employers, actually, of all kinds, under 50 employees. And right now, that is the sector that has the least coverage, only a third the small employers are able to afford it, and the reason they don't provide it is they can't. It means their employees are at risk, often the owners are at risk, and often they lose their best employees because as soon as they find a job with a bigger employer that provides health benefits, they take that. And so it'll greatly improve the ability of small businesses to thrive and grow into bigger businesses and create more jobs. And that's been talked about for years, and nothing constructive like this has been even proposed, let alone enacted. Then what this does is, you probably remember, Earl, that when Tommy Thompson started Badger Care, which he framed as necessary so people can work, the modern Republicans are claiming that people get health care, they won't work, which is absurd, right? This goes at a much higher eligibility level. It went up to 200% of the federal poverty level. And the federal poverty level is not really the poverty level. In other words, that's much lower. People who are 200% of it are still very poor and low income and have and are in danger of being evicted or not being able to meet basic expenses. This brings up that by taking the basic health plan option under the Affordable Care Act, which Minnesota's done, other states have done, it moves it up to 200% of the federal poverty level, and therefore most very low-income people in Wisconsin, the working class, will actually be able to get badger care instead of having to pay for private insurance on their own if they don't get it at work.
So Dr.
And then it also covers immigrants who are legally here, and they've been left out too early. So there's a lot this bill does.
You know, Dr. Craig, I don't know if people really understand just how great badger care is. You know, I always say to people, one of the best insurances I ever had was badger care. And I wound up with badger care because when the company that I worked for, A.O. Smith, left, they brokered a deal with badger care that those of us who were promised insurance with the company, even when we retired, then our union and company brokered a deal with badger care. And badger care was some of the best insurance that I had ever had. And I don't know if people really know or understand just how great badger care is, but I think if they knew that, they would fight for it a little bit more.
I have good news, Earl, on that. When we introduced a more limited bill that just had the badger care public option buy-in and not the other elements of this bill I just laid out, we got it polled. We got some of the polling, including the polling done on behalf of the governor, tested this. It was 75% popular in Wisconsin. Badger care is extremely popular. In a lot of rural areas, farmers rely on it because their income is seasonal and they get low income for parts of the year. And so, as a matter of fact, that's why it would be malpractice to not have this bill out there for Democrats to run on. It is a great electoral issue. Unfortunately, people do have a sense of how great badger care is, Earl.
Oh, yeah, and yet we still haven't been able to make that happen. So Republicans are still in the majority. How do you get around that?
Well, the maps, there may be a federal lawsuit on the maps, too. So they're not necessarily done. That's what the Fair Maps Coalition is saying. But quite frankly, these maps are not as bad because they're closer to the old maps that were bad because of changes in population and demographics. So you need a huge surge, but it may be possible for the Democrats to get a majority if you had enough of a tsunami. In addition, the closer we make it, the more we elect. If we're going to not have the legislature, we need to at least guarantee that the governor is going to be a Democrat, and this issue could help them do that. But you're right, we need to get there, and we also need to build support here for federal legislation. It might be quicker federal than state.
So, Dr. Craig, we've got to go to a break.
Win some extra Senate seats.
Doc, we got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Yep. April.